Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. My next guest is football royalty. After playing as a defender for Premier League club Liverpool for 17 years, you can now find him on the telly as a pundit on Sky Sports. He also launched an amazing charity called Football for Change, which changes the lives of young people in some of the most deprived communities in the UK. Ah, I love him already. It's Jamie Carragher. This is the final boarding call for Jamie Carragher. Jamie Carragher, this is the final boarding call for Jamie Carragher. Jamie Carragher, we've come to the gate. This is the final boarding call for Jamie Carragher. Thank you. And guess who we've got on board? It's Jamie Carragher. How are you doing, love?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Now, I've got to apologise. I have this really annoying thing of copying people's accents. So if I start going all right, we had Claire Sweeney on by the end of it. I was like, do you want some scran, love? Do you find people do, like, copy you?
They do a little bit, don't they, the Scouse accent, but mine's not that easy to master.
It's intense, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. But maybe by the end of the show, I'll be doing yours, you'll be doing mine.
Oh, God, I wouldn't wish that on anyone. Can you do a gay voice? Hello, love.
Hello, love.
That's it, you're good. Because I'm good friends with John Bishop as well, honestly. By the end of the night, I'm like, all right.
Anyway, he's just outside Liverpool. He's run corner, I think, isn't he, John?
Oh, is he? So tell us, what are you like as a traveller? Do you like travelling?
I do like travelling, yeah. I do. It gives me a little bit of peace, whether I'm on the train to London or going on holiday. Mm. Fortunate enough, maybe a long haul flight. I don't mind. I don't mind travel. I like a bit of peace, a bit of quiet, nice film. And yeah. I don't like being bothered.
No. Oh, so you put your earphones in. Yeah, no, yeah.
Even though there's nothing coming through.
Yeah. I like it. I mean, as a footballer, when you go, obviously, play abroad, do you ever get to see any of it? Or is it just on the coach and that's it in and out?
Yeah, it's a waste of time, really, in terms of thinking, oh, you're going to these places, exotic places, even going to World Cups and people ask you what the place is. Like, it doesn't matter. It's just an hotel and the stadium. So that's...
Well, this is going to be a shit podcast.
Exactly. Yeah, it's not going to last too long, so I'll be able to shoot shortly. No, we don't see nothing at all. Every place is the same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you know I come from football in stock, you know that.
Yeah.
Do you know about my dad, Graham Carr?
Who doesn't?
I know. Graham Carr got nowhere. We don't care. Graham Carr. Up the Cobblers. Did you know that he was the Cobblers?
Yeah, you've just told me. I'm linking him more at Newcastle. He was the scout at Newcastle, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And all that. And then, you know, we
might... He liked going to France, didn't he? Kept buying players from France.
Yeah, that was it. My dad was going away. Yeah, he'd go
was on that because it was easy on the Eurostar, was
well,
it?
Or... My dad doesn't like travelling that far.
So that's why they got all the French.
Yeah, he'd get people from Guernsey, Jersey, Isle of Man. Didn't like anywhere too far afield. Wasn't there somewhere in Malawi? Wasn't there a player there? And my dad was like, bloody hell, I got to go to bloody Malawi now. I said, Dad, that's a dream to go there. Bloody hell, rather go to France. So tell us, where did you go on holiday as a kid?
The place I just picture myself as a child would be Pateli Butlins. So we always went the same one. I know there was lots of different Butlins throughout the country and we went to the one in Wales, but I went there with the school, family. So we would have, I mean, everyone went, loads bunked. It was just every, you know, you just drove in, there'd be someone in the boot.
Yeah.
you know, get them in, everyone get in the chalet.
Yeah.
And that's my childhood memories, Pateli Butlins, yeah.
And good memories as well, isn't it?
Brilliant, yeah. I mean, we used to go, everyone, the family, so everyone would get pissed of a night, you know, the mums and dads, and then you'd bring a young, you know, a teenager, you'd mind the kids of a night. We'd play football, go on the fair.
Yeah.
But it was a real, it felt like the whole of Liverpool was there in Pateli.
Yeah, yeah. And when you were older, where did you go then? When you're like, do you ever go on those lads' holidays like I did?
Lads. Yeah.
No, did you ever go to Ibiza and Mallorca, Magaluf, Shagamuff?
No, we went to Cyprus a lot.
What's Cyprus like? I've never been there.
Ayia Napa, yeah.
Iron Napa. Yeah. Iron Napa. Oh.
And, but I go to Ibiza a lot now.
You raving. No. Like doing the running.
We better have a nice out then, hadn't we?
Yeah.
We went to go to Cyprus. Yeah. We went there. So a lot of footballers were going there at the time.
Yeah.
When we were early 20s. So it was a haven for footballers, shall we say.
I like that show. Was it in Falaraki where they have the tattoos? Have you seen that? This man woke up, he had a Batman mask tattooed on his head, and he went, oh my God, I work in a bank. You gotta watch it.
No Alan Carr tats.
What?
No Alan Carr ones.
No one has it. Who's gonna have it? Oh, and a woman did have me Alan Carr tattooed on her arm. Yeah. Yeah. Have you got any tats?
No. Why that's no, a big no. No. Why? I'd never have a tattoo.
I've got one above my pubis, condemned meat. It's a lie. Where do you go in the world for sexy time? You know, if you want to, why you know, want somewhere romance? Where do you go? Is it Paris? Is it Barcelona?
Oh, Runcorn? definitely not Paris. Not like Runcorn. Paris? John Bishop's there, isn't he? not Paris. Paris was an absolute nightmare.
Why?
In the summer. Champions League final, Liverpool. It was just a disaster.
Don't tell me about that. Bloody hell. Well, don't get me started on that.
Yeah. That was so, it'd never be, I don't think I'd ever go to Paris again, to be honest, but where do I go for my sexy time at Nicola? Italy,
oh,
I would
that's
say.
A good day.
Yes,
yeah,
I'm going
yeah.
to Lake Como in a week or two, and we went to
classy,
Capri and Positano. A couple of years ago, we loved it. I love Italy's classy. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know who lives there? Mariah Carey.
In?
Capri.
Oh, does she?
I would have thought that she'd live there. Weird, isn't it?
I should have knocked for her.
I know. Hiya, Mariah, coming out. See, I'm fucking copying Mary. You already. Yeah, already. Only 5 minutes in. Now, what was that really important match you were in? Me and Lee Mack watched it. Was it Istanbul?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, that would. Well, I mean, it's one of the most famous games that there's ever been.
Said that.
And it must be famous if you can remember it.
Yeah, because Lee Mack said he watched it with the worst person ever. Me and him watched it together, slagged me off. And said he was the worst person to watch it. But I remember watching that.
And did you get excited watching it?
I do. Listen, my dad's a football manager. You know who my second cousin is? Paul Gascoigne.
You're joking.
No, we've got footballers in my family. I'm the only one. If you've got a penis, you're a footballer. I'm the only one without a penis. No, I'm the only I'm the only one who's not into football. Can you bloody believe that?
Well, you were that night.
I was that night, honestly, yeah, loved it. But I do go, I like football. I know people think I don't like, but I do enjoy a game.
Well, who's your team? Who would you like to watch?
Well, I always support who my dad was manager. You know, so I've met Northampton, Maidstone.
Okay.
Fucking Maidstone. No wonder Dagenham and Redbridge.
No wonder you don't like football.
I know. So you like Florence then. So where have you gone? Tell me. I know we're all like living in tough times at the minute, but tell us a bit of decadence. Tell me a hotel that you've been blown away by. I mean, we've had all kinds on here. We've had butler service. We've had swimming pools in the bedroom, haven't we? We've had sand made out of marble in Mauritius. We want, come on, pure decadence.
Oh, I'm not. I don't know if I'm the man for that. To be honest, I'm just in a life from. I don't like too much over the top. I mean, I remember going when I first went out with my wife. I mean, the first holiday we ever went to was Dubai, and I'm trying to impress or go to the really famous. I think it was the 7-star hotel. I think it was the only one in the world at the time. I can't forget that. Is it Burj Al Arab?
Yeah.
So first time with the wife, taking, well, she wasn't the wife then, or taking it away.
Well, that's the wife now.
Exactly.
You are smooth.
And there was a mirror above the bed.
Oh, hello.
I know. I was like, oh God. She won't listen to this, will she? It's not that big a podcast, this one, is it?
No.
No one listens to this.
Two listeners.
Yeah, yeah.
It's me and her. The producer. No one else.
And that was a fancy hotel. Ooh. And a fancy room, shall we say. And yes. That was something a little bit out of the ordinary.
Well, that's nice if you're whining and dining, you're courting, aren't you?
Yeah.
You've got to put them. Tell us a bit about football for change, because you want me and you to have a meal, innit? And we get someone to...
Pay for it.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah, but, you know. Now, tell us about Football for Change.
Well, it's a charity that we want basically footballers from up and down the country to get involved in, get behind. Footballers are very lucky, myself especially, the ones who play at the top level, in vast sums, and good luck to them. Come from working class backgrounds and about trying to give something back. So hopefully me and you together having a meal with someone, and we'll get a few quid out of someone to enjoy our company, and that money will go back to helping young people.
I love that. Where should we go then?
Well, come on, you're the is man about town.
Do you live in? Is it Liverpool? I've got to go to Liverpool.
Well, is it better me coming up here? What works best for you?
Well, I don't know. Let's see who's... So what, this is a meal?
Yeah.
And we're paying
for it. Where's your favourite restaurant in London?
Oh, Greg's drive-thru. I love that. It's quick, it's easy. Have a pasty, you're off.
Yeah, we're not going to get much money for that, though,
no,
are we?
No, no. Let's go somewhere. When you've mentioned Alan Carr, you get a good table.
Okay.
I'm up for this. When should we do it, then? So you'll say a dinner with Alan and Jamie.
Yes, a date to be organised. But we've got to work around you. You're the superstar. So.
Oh, shut up, please. And how many people? One or two?
How many can you put up with?
Let's have two.
Two.
And then because I
two
feel
four.
We are very disparate people. Do you know what I mean?
What's that mean?
What does it mean? I just said that. What the fuck?
Desperate.
Desperate. That's what I meant. Desperate. We're very desperate. Because if people are going to like comedy and football, I mean, there's not many people who are going to... Someone's going to be bored at this meal.
As long as it's not me.
No, no. So I think we should have two, a man and a woman. You can talk about the football and I'll like chat to the woman about shopping and bags. Is that good?
Yeah, but where are we going?
Well, where should we take them? Somewhere, we want to raise enough money for Football for Change. So
big
what, like,
one in London.
Nobu.
Nobu.
That's actually too expensive.
We're not paying.
Are we paying?
No.
We can't get them to pay, Jamie. We got to pay.
Oh, they're paying for the privilege.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Go to the toilet and climb out the window?
I've done that before.
I'm left with two strangers going, well, he must be having a shit. You know, if you've lost against a place playing football, do you hate that place? Do you not go back?
Well, that's why I'm like that with Paris. The experience like that in the summer.
How did you lose? I've lost that. What did you lose?
The Champions League final.
Oh, shit.
But we were there. It was more a bad experience for the fans, getting in, getting out, a lot of trouble. So there's a sort of a bitter taste after that one. But in terms of what you're saying, if you lose a game, you can't then tell UEFA or the FA that you're not playing them next season if you get drawn out the cup. So you've got to go back there, really. But listen, that's part of footy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hostile places, atmospheres.
Yeah. Can you let your hair down on holiday? Can you relax? Oh, you've got like your...
Can I or do I?
Well, that's the input. This is why I ask the proper questions.
Yes.
Can you relax and do you relax?
Yes, both. Yeah. I mean, listen, the world we live in now, it's not easy, is it? Certainly for footballers right now. But no, I like to get... Enjoy myself, get drunk, sing, dance, even whether that's in this country, Glastonbury, you know, going away for the weekend.
What do you think of Glastonbury?
Oh, I love it. Oh, you don't like it?
No, I can't remember any of it. There was a photo in the Daily Mail of me and I had a footprint on my hat. That's never a good look, is it? Someone has trodden on me.
Well, it's better than that story from your autobiography.
What's that? Oh.
My wife bumped into you and she'd read your book. And she told me a story, and it's probably one of my favourite stories ever.
What's that one then?
Where you were in some house, and you were that cold that the dog sat on your face when you were going to sleep, and you left it.
Yes. The dog sat on my face, and the house was so cold, and the dog sat on my face, and and it really warmed me up. It saved my life. It saved my life, and then it only came off because it started licking my nipples. And I was like, oh, you know, for that first minute, I was like, oh, this is nice. And I was like, dirty dog. Oh, listen, we'll have loads to talk about at this meal.
Yeah, we'll keep that story going, no problem.
Yeah. Can you tell us about that? It's Istanbul, weren't it?
Istanbul,
I watched with Lee Mack.
Yes.
So tell us, because my brother was like, fucking hell, you've got to mention that, because that game is iconic. Tell us to all the people who are listening. Tell us about it.
Well, basically, Istanbul is... When you play football and you play in Europe and you have a big game, it's funny, no one speaks about the team you played. It's always about the city that the game was in.
Yeah.
So when you look back years later, that game will always remember that's Istanbul, not AC Milan who we played. So Istanbul, in the middle of nowhere, it felt fans getting there. I mean, they describe it as like, you know, walking on the moon. Yeah. Whether any of them have ever walked on the moon before, I'm not quite sure. But getting there was difficult. The Champions League final this season is in the same stadium in Istanbul again. So fingers crossed Liverpool are there. But it was just one of those moments where you're involved in something very special that you watched it. People who were not involved. No, people.
I know, I watched it with Lee Mack.
Exactly. People who have just got no clue about football watched it.
Yeah.
So that's why that worked, that partnership of you and Lee Mack that night. And I mean, I play football with him at Soccer Aid. He always gets the winning goal. He's a jammy bastard. Yeah. Crap as well, he is. But no, it's a game that everyone remembers. And sometimes you're lucky to be involved in something. I was there at the right place at the right time. And it's probably one of the most famous football games you'll ever see.
We had such a laugh with him. We were in Melbourne at the Comedy Festival and we get in the lift staying at the same hotel. You know the film star Peter Fonda? Do you remember him? You know, Jane Fonda's Easy Rider. He said, "Hey, you guys, you want to party in the penthouse?" We're like, "Oh, yes, please." And then, of course, he's famous for Easy Rider. And Lee Mack went to him, "Everyone must ask you this, Peter, so apologise. What's your favourite pie?" He was so stupid because he was expecting Easy Rider. He went, "What do you mean, your favourite pie?" Maybe you had to be there, but it was just so... He was really expensive. Oh, make myself laugh. Right, moving on. So tell us, place you've been that's a shit heap that you've really looked forward to going to, but it's just been, oh, no.
Oh.
We're not naming and shaming here because I always use this. Amanda Olden, she went to Cyprus. She was caught in a mini tornado. She went back there and she broke a leg and she went, okay, Cyprus, I get it. I'm not coming here again. What's your place we go? Oh, God.
Oh, I'm just trying to think now. I think Greece. We went there. I didn't particularly
which part
like
of Greece because Greece.
Just,
is
I know.
Is it an island?
I think it was Mykonos.
Oh, that's overpriced now. I refuse to go.
I think it was Mykonos, and everyone the problem was everyone had built it up, and it was almost like this is the new Ibiza. This is that. And I just went there. I thought, shit.
I know.
It was just no. I mean, I didn't get it. I didn't get it at all, so I wouldn't be going back.
No, and it's expensive as well. Yeah. The rosé is so expensive. I've mentioned it before. Rosé is too expensive. Will you try delicacies abroad?
Yes, I'll eat anything.
Really? Have you ever had, like, brown rain?
What's brown rain? Oh!
How did you think it was a dish? You'd be asking, can I have some brown rain, please?
Brown rain?
Later.
You don't have to go abroad to get brown rain.
No, I know. But if you've had Deli Belly or something like that, because I've had it in
Mexico,
Montezuma's Revenge, they call it.
I mean, everyone's had that abroad, haven't they?
Yeah.
I mean, I think where I got that turkey.
Turkey.
Yeah. Yeah, turkey. Turkey was the worst place I had that.
Oh. I mean, how far do you go? I mean, because we've had Damon Albarn on here, and he had monkey brains. And he's had, you know, when they piss on the shark and then they bury it and then you dig it up. It's a Viking recipe and you eat it. Do you go that far?
No, that's the jungle shit, isn't it? That's Ant and Dec.
It's Tucker Trial, isn't it?
Yeah. Have you been on that?
No.
Would you go on it?
No, I wouldn't.
Why?
I don't eat crocodile cock. not when you try it at home. No. They ask me every year to go on that. Have you ever been on it?
No, I've been asked to go on it. And I've been asked to go on, is it Dancing on Ice?
Oh, no, God.
I know.
The worst one I got asked to go on was The Farm. 10 gays on a farm.
Animal Farm?
No, not Animal Farm. Although I love that film. No, it was me, maybe 10 gays on a farm and you get voted off. I've always just wanted to be like fucking pulling teats, don't we? Like milking and screaming. No. So what would you go on?
I would go on.
Football for change.
Yeah.
I donate £1 million for you to go in the jungle.
Oh, I'd go, yeah.
For football for change?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right then, just saying.
Well, I'm obviously in your... humble abode here, so it sounds like you probably you could do that.
Yeah.
Is there one of them that you'd go on?
I'd probably go on Strictly a bit further down the line and stuff. When me nephew and niece are old and see me on the thing. I like that because that's quite fun, but not at the minute. Not that fucking I'm a celeb. No. Because they'd vote for me because they want me screaming, don't they? I'd get voted every time, wouldn't I? I'd be a fucking koala anus in my face.
Better than that dog.
Oh, yeah, I've had a dog sit on my face. Why am I worried about tarantulas? Have you ever gone on holiday with a celebrity or has there been a celebrity in the hotel?
Only footballers, but the hotel I stay in London, George Clooney was there last week.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. And what's his wife called? Amel?
Amel.
She didn't look like an animal. Yeah,
she's fit, isn't she?
But George Clooney was there.
Had his tequila?
No.
It's nice. Yeah. You should try it, really, very smooth. What players do you go on holiday in the
game? What players do you actually know?
Well, don't say it like that.
No, but you just know those signings that your dad made at Newcastle. Or do you...
I don't even know them, love. I mean, I'm like, you know, question of sport.
Well, you know Steven Gerrard, don't you?
Yeah, I know him.
Yeah.
Oh, I was at a party the other night with, who's the tall one? Peter Crouch.
Crouchy, yeah.
Yeah. I know him.
He's a great lad, isn't he?
Oh, he's so much
He's got his own podcast.
Yeah.
Well, it was basically, he asked me him or yours, and I'm on the best one, aren't I?
Yeah, oh my God. Is he shit?
Is he?
No. So who do I know? Because it's a bit like I'm stuck in the 80s with sports people. I don't know, but I know like Daley Thompson, Fatma Whitbread, Tessa Sanderson. Do you remember that?
Yeah, they do javelin throwers.
Yeah, Steve.
Fatma Whitbread's on SAS now.
Would you go on that, though?
I might do. Listen, we keep talking about when we go on. We're going to go on, aren't we? Basically, we've got no other way.
We're on together, we've got no work.
Yeah, but no one wants us anymore on TV.
I'll be on there. I'll do all of them. I'll be fucking doing everything. You just watch.
I'm afraid we're all out of kangaroo balls. Would you like a spunk milkshake?
Now, listen, you're obviously very fit. Are you one of those annoying people that goes jogging on holiday? I bet you go to the gym, don't you?
I used to. I don't now, so sorry for annoying you when I was on holiday trying to keep fit. No, but you're right. Holiday's an holiday, isn't it?
Yeah.
You should be going there. You should be lounging around, getting drunk, eating what you want.
Yeah. Well, you got it on your holiday.
Yeah. So we go to Ibiza. I've got a place in Ibiza. That's my go-to place.
Oh, do you rent it out to friends?
No, never.
Okay, well.
Never. Oh, we're friends?
Well, come on. Listen, let's do the jungle.
Yeah.
Fly back to Australia.
Got to get the meal together.
This could be a great partnership. I'll tell you what, I'll do this for change if you let me say
Car and Carragher podcast.
Yeah, my God, football and laughs, wicked. So where is it, where's on your bucket list to go?
I want to go to Niagara Falls, I think. That's on there.
But you know, it's not what you think.
Is it? Have you been? Is it overrated?
Nice, you've got that, and then you turn right and it is like... And it's like at Alton Towers, they've got fear. You want to be immersed in this amazing vision, but then you've got all these rides. It's not what you think.
No.
Just saying.
Oh, God, you've killed that one then.
Up next. Come on. Let me try and ruin your other one.
Where else do you want to go? I mean, I've been to what you said before about going with the football teams. I've been to Thailand pre-season tours, but I'd love to go to on a holiday where... You know, it looks like what you see in films.
Oh, it's lovely, Thailand. Jungles. Lovely. People are lovely. Yeah. Food's delicious.
Yeah. But where do you want to go? Or where haven't you been?
I want to go back to South America. I loved it there. Rio, Buzios, Buenos Aires. Lovely.
On tour? Or just holiday?
I'm doing a tour. I'm doing New York and LA for the first time ever.
I've got a bar in New York.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Carragher's. There's no Alan Carr one, is there?
All right. I didn't know you were coming on here to piss me off.
We could take them to New York. That's the restaurant.
Let's do it. Oh, my God. Wow. And then after party in Ibiza.
Yeah.
How the fuck have you got a bar in New York?
So basically...
Do a cocktail, the Alan Carr.
Yes, okay.
Smooth.
Yeah.
Goes down a treat.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to get onto the ladder as soon as I come out of here. An Irish fella who was a big Liverpool fan, he had four or five bars over there, got talking to him, met him, and he said he wanted to do a Liverpool bar. He wanted to call it Carragher's. So it's in around Times Square. It's actually moved now, but I'm going in a couple of weeks, yeah. It's all got Liverpool memorabilia, so it's basically where Liverpool fans go to watch the games.
Oh, wow. That's cool, isn't it? Yeah, do you ever get behind the bar and pull the
cards? Yeah. I like doing a bit of pulling.
That's so amazing. Right, okay, so you're 100 years old. You're sitting there in a rocking chair. Where do you want to be in the whole entire world? You can be anywhere. Where?
Oh. Probably Bootle Marsh Lane.
Bootle?
Bootle, yeah. Where I was from.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. Getting pissed, probably.
Pissed, that's lovely, yeah.
Yeah. What's it? It's not good for the podcast, that, is it? But anyone listening...
Oh, fuck, I'm always pissed on here or hangover.
Well, where about...
Where's Bootle? Where's Bootle?
That's where I'm from.
Bootle, oh, right.
Yeah. I'm not sure you'd last 2 minutes there, but...
Why? I'm not sure. I can fight. Honestly, I'll go for the eyes. I'm like one of those cats you get in Greece, feral.
Well, if we can't get the restaurant in London, if you can't get the Nobu...
I'm not coming to fucking Bootle, I'll tell you that for nothing. I'll outbid these people and go back to my house. So Bootle, you'd be in Bootle. That's lovely.
This is your captain speaking. We are on our final approach to our destination. Cabin crew, get ready for landing. Cabin crew, get ready for landing.
Well, listen, we're about to start our descent, Jamie, so I've got time for the quick fire. Mint tea or mojito?
Mojito.
Okay. Full English breakfast or full moon party?
Ooh, full moon party.
Okay. Thong or sarong?
Ooh, thong. Am I wearing or looking at it?
Oh, dear. Mozzie guard or no thanks, I'm hard.
What's Mozzie guard?
Is that the spray to stop the mozzies attacking you?
Oh!
Did you get bitten a lot by mosquitoes?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. My wife does all the time. No, I don't.
Do you drink a lot of gin on holiday?
No. I don't. When people have all these different drinks, I just have a beer. I haven't got a clue all these different drinks, what they taste like, what
they
are.
So say I go to Carragher's and I want a long, hard screw.
You'll be there all night. Oh, we'll get that ready for you.
Nudist or not on your nelly? Will you skinny dip? Have you skinny dipped?
No, I've never skinny dipped. Would I? If there was no one else there, yeah.
Not on the Mersey?
Oh, no, no, no. That is brown rain.
And last but not least, tip 'em or fuck 'em? Are you a good tipper or are you like, fuck them, I'll never see you again?
No, tip them. You got to tip them. Yeah. I am I wouldn't say I'm I'm paranoid about being in a taxi and not tipping a taxi driver.
Yeah.
Because you just know the next fella, you just get, it's worth just giving him a...
Of course
100%.
It is. And it's good karma and it makes you feel nice, good. Yeah. And these people are tough times at the minute. Let's help them
exactly.
Out.
You've got to give them a few quid. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. What are you? Tip them?
Oh, fuck them. I'll never see him again. My money, fuck them. Wouldn't even give him a fart in an envelope. Thank you so much, Jamie.
Alan, thanks for having me, and I'll see you in Carragher's in New York.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Get that cocktail.
Thank you for flying Alan Air. Oh, Jamie, that was brilliant. Thank you so much. I can't wait to go to New York and drink the top shelf at Carragher's Bar. And also have a meal with a couple of randoms for your charity, Football for Change. Bring it on. Right, next week we've got Ollie Mers. And boy, has he got some funny stories. Listen, have a lovely week. And don't you ever forget, life's funny.